As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Monday, November the 2010, 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. That's right, Monday, November the 1st. Well, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you're certainly in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. No, you won't find chat room discussions going on at all the other copycat sites out there on the internet. Found some in China, of all places, Becoming Vocal Local in China. Wow. What do you know about all of that? You can pick up the telephone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me from live on air. But if you contact the Become Vocal Local group up in Minnesota, you won't be able to call in this morning either. There's only one genuine Become Vocal Local, and you're tuned in and listening to it. From around America and around the world, you can also call in toll-free, and don't bother calling the people in the United Kingdom. They're trying to be a vocal local, but they don't have a clue either. But you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And don't bother sending your emails to China. They won't respond, but I will. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96. If you want to communicate with the real, the genuine, the first, and the only, you Become Vocal Local, call in. Send letters, do whatever you like, but my goodness, we got a lot of plagiarists out there. Again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become Vocal Local to your listening audiences. Our calling number remains 866-841-1065. Stick with the genuine article, folks. Precious metals and commodities begin the month on the upswing. We'll talk about that. Midterm elections tomorrow. Republican Party to take the majority in the House. We might go there as well. Sustaining green energy. If we have time, we'll go into the news basket. But I've been getting requests from a listener to discuss Halloween. And so here we are in an afterthought. We'll talk about Halloween this morning. Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but an hour ago found gold trading off a dime. It was higher than that all morning, but it dropped down at the opening bell, down off 10 cents at $1,359.70 an ounce. It's been back up higher than that. Silver this morning up 14 cents. It was over 25 early on this morning, but it was trading at $24.89 an ounce. Platinum up 14 bucks this morning at $1,717 an ounce. Hold on to your hat. Platinum is going through the roof. Palladium, not to be outdone by its other brother in the silver metals, up $2 this morning at $648 an ounce. We'll pick it all up right there, right after these words. Stay tuned.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, November the 1st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Lots of interesting things to discuss today. Let's go back into our market report, however, and pick this up one more time. Again, gold off a dime in early trading this morning at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time at $1,359.70 an ounce. Silver up 14 cents at $24.89 a troy ounce. Platinum up 14 bucks at $1,717. And palladium up 2 at $648 an ounce. The lows and the highs of the gold spot market this morning, $1,355.40 for a low, $1,366.66 for a high. Lots of sixes there. Wow. Anyway, at $1,359.70, your gold is up year to year $315 for a 30.15% return on your investment. You got to like that. The boys in London this morning fixed the gold price at $1,361.50. Been trading real close to that all morning. The SPDR gold shares over the weekend didn't change anything. They're still holding ostensibly 1,293.10 metric tons of gold in their treasure chest, valued on the street at these spot prices at 55.97, or basically $56 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 5 on Friday at 11,119 there. The NASDAQ was flat, closing out at 2507 on Friday, and the S&P 500 dropped a point and closed out at 1,183. Crude oil this morning up 60 cents a barrel. Maybe if we get to time for that, we'll cover some news in regards to ethanol. But crude oil this morning up 60 cents a barrel. Get your tongue straight, Willie. At $82.03 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, the U.S. dollar index this morning up 4 basis points at 77.08. Of course, the foreign exchange rates reflect any changes in the U.S. dollar index, where we find the Canadian loonie up 21 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 98 cents. The Mexican peso holds its ground at 8 cents. The euro, $1.39. The British pound up 13 basis points at $1.61, continuing to walk away from the U.S. dollar, and the Swiss franc, once again nearing parity, off 56 basis points at $1.01 U.S. The bond market this morning, the yield of on those two-year treasuries, the bonded indebtedness of the U.S. of A, 0.34%. The 10-year is at 2.57%. The 30 at 3.95%. Mortgages this morning, the 15-year mortgage continues its decline, moving down from 3.83% a month ago to 3.80% this morning. The 30-year moves down from 4.43% to 4.35% as they try and suck people into the mortgage market. Don't be fooled. Anyway, the prime rate stands at 3.25% this morning. You know, over the weekend, picked up this article on Friday late. In regards to the International Monetary Fund, the IMF sold 1.04 million ounces of gold in September, which may have had something to do with the ups and downs, the rocky road that gold took last month. But they say here out of Reuters, on the International Monetary Fund sold 1.04 million ounces, or 32.3 tons of gold in September, well above the amount sold in August. An IMF spokesman said on Friday the sale was part of a plan announced late last year for the fund to sell 403.3 tons of gold to boost its lending resources, ostensibly. And the fund said the sale would avoid disruptions to the gold market. Well, we think we maybe see some of those disruptions to the gold market, which has been buoyed by huge liquidity injections of central banks, in other words, quantitative easing. The IMF sold 320 ounces to Bangladesh, the spokesman said, reporting by Pedro de Costa and Emily Kaiser. Well, there's that little bit of news. You know, I've gotten several requests from the same individual, one of our longtime listeners and supporters of the broadcast, to do the Halloween story. And kind of, I wasn't really too excited about doing that on Friday, but we might want to just start out the week with this. This is a presentation that I wrote for Chris Gerner's AmericanExpose.com webcast that was heard over First Amendment Radio on October the 31st of 2005. Everything in it is basically the same. Nothing really changes from history. But I don't intend this to be, you know, the first source sought and the last word on the topic. This is information that I've gleaned from all the various encyclopedias and other books in my library. And it makes for a rather interesting story when we think about the origin of the Halloween mythology. Some of this is a repeat. It's all a repeat because it's been, 5 years since since I gave this out the first time. I have given it out one other time on, I think it was in 2008. Nevertheless, let's just go into this. I think it'll be interesting. Follow along if you will. Copies of this can be available if you want to have one. I can email it to you if you'll send me a request for that. All right, starting out, inquiry into the origin of Halloween mythology. And I've written this whole thing out, so I'm just going to share it, read along and talk. On October the 31st of 1517, now this is the date that I've mentioned to you many times in the past year here on Oracle, but on October the 31st of 1517, which was All Hallows' Eve, the Catholic priest and professor of theology and law at Wittenberg, Germany, the great reformer of religion and protester Martin Luther, nailed his 95 theses to the door of the Catholic cathedral. And as I say, symbolically crucifying Christ afresh and driving a wooden hub right into the very heart of Christendom. And thus began the age of sects, S-E-C-T-S, the end of the old world order, and crossing the threshold into the age of protest, he ushered in a Comtean metaphysical stage, the transition into a new world order. All right? Rather profound, this timing, the timing of the event, when Martin Luther nailed his 95, thesis to the door of the Wittenberg Church, October 31st, 1517. Ulrich Zwingli, Bullinger, Calvin, Melanchthon, Reuchlin, Erasmus, and many other humanists and learned Catholics shared Martin Luther's dissatisfaction with the rotten, hollow gourd the Romish Church had in its old age become. In their day, there was but one church, one holy Catholic and apostolic faith, and in the mind of the Holy See, one was either Catholic or a heretic, a heathen, a pagan, a foe to be converted or exterminated. Just to kind of put it into perspective and to give you some other names, Zwingli, Bullinger, Calvin, Melanchthon, Reuchlin, Erasmus, and there's many more. Without elaborating the merits or the demerits of the disestablishment of the universal church, without expounding the dangers faced by those who denied the infallibility of Papa, of course that infallibility doctrine is much later than this time period, the Holy Father, the Pope, one must simply muse at the Protestants' reasoned failure to heed the words of his Lord, where beginning at Matthew 12 and verse 25 we read, "And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then shall his kingdom stand?" We'll be right back.
Solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background fuzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc. Your total voice over IP solutions provider, teamspeak.cc.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So once again, we're looking at our research paper that I wrote, basically a broadcast transcript for a broadcast I did on the First Amendment Radio as the fill-in host in the last month or so of Chris Gerner's American Exposé, his broadcast expo, his website, AmericanExposé.com. You can find his website. It's still on the web. I do believe Darren Weeks was involved in that as well and others, helping to build that website, first exposing the United Nations Agenda 21 and other things along that line. So anyway, he asked me if I'd fill in for him. He was having terrible mental difficulties, and so I did in the last little bit. Wasn't able to keep his broadcast alive, but nevertheless, we did extend it for a while, and I wrote this. So it's been now 5 years looking back at some of this material, and I can see in this text just how much of this I keep coming back to, how fundamentally important all of this is in Halloween. But there's Matthew 12 and verse 25. We talk about the spirit of division all the time. You know, we talk about the left-right game that's going on in politics, tomorrow being election day, midterms. Left-right, left-right. But it's a very important verse in the Bible, Matthew 12, verse 25. Again, Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan casts out Satan, he's divided against himself, how then shall his kingdom stand? And so we look at the Catholic Church and the Protestant Reformation coming on at this very same time, a great cast of characters. We can ask a lot of important questions. Many things happened here. Was Luther a puppet in the unseen hands of a destroying force, having at last brought into passive submission the peoples of Western Europe and the Isles, had the old church outlived its usefulness? Why did Luther select All Hallows Eve, October the 31st, to begin his crusade? Was it his choice? At the crossroads, the wind was crying, for the times they were a-changing. In an article entitled A Hemisphere in the Balance, from the October the 1st, 1993 edition of the Wall Street Journal, David Rockefeller, the founder of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose family financed the land upon which the United Nations Plaza stands in New York City and whose foundation sustains all of the globalist agenda, wrote these words, quote, everything is in place after 500 years to build a true new world in the Western Hemisphere, a true new world, a new world order. Green Cross International was founded by socialist leader Mikhail Gorbachev in 1993. Building on the 1992 Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro and supporting the implementation of Agenda 21, Green Cross national organizations are now established in 28 countries. Remember, this is 2005. In Gorbachev's article in the Green Cross Optimist Spring 2004 titled A New Glasnost for the Planet, on page 4, Gorby writes this, quote, the process of glasnost would tackle both aspects of this dangerous blend of indifference and concealment and ultimately rebuild trust between people, business, and government desperately needed if we're going to stand any chance in achieving the Millennium Development Goals to combat poverty, disease, and inequality by 2015, now just 5 years away. Another article in the same Optimist issue, this by Alexander Lichotol, the president of Green Cross International, on page 54, Lichotol writes this, the chemical weapons campaign seeks to create the public and political will needed to support the implementation of the Chemical Weapons Convention and destroy all land-based CWs by 2015. Again, in the same issue of the Optimist magazine from the article Don't Worry, Be Happy by A. Alexander, on page 20 we read this, quote, a secret report suppressed by U.S. defense chiefs and obtained recently by the Observer warns that major European cities will be sunk beneath the rising seas as Britain is plunged into a Siberian climate by 2020. Nuclear conflict, mega droughts, famine, and widespread rioting will erupt across the world. I mean, this is 5 years ago, folks. They haven't been able to succeed in selling people on their man-made global warming, but they're still talking about this more dire end, the nuclear conflict, the mega droughts, the famine, and the widespread rioting erupting across all the world. Too often we think of nuclear holocaust as a Hiroshima or Nagasaki-like event, heard a broadcast last evening where we understand more about the use of depleted uranium as a dust, and it is a dust particulate as it travels in the upper atmosphere and settles as a nuclear winter over the whole planet. Finally, in the same magazine, in an article, Water for All and Quickly by Gerard Mestrallet, president and executive director of Suez, the second biggest water group in the world, active in more than 130 countries. On page 36, we read these words, quote, 1 billion people deprived of sustainable access to potable water today, plus another 1.5 billion that will have been added by 2015, are hoping that their water needs will be satisfied. The challenge, along with water purification, must remain our ultimate goal. Water is a weapon. Blue gold coming on us and coming at us. Now let's connect the dots, as Chris Gerner liked to say. Historians use October the 31st of 1517 to the point to the time when the reformation of religion began and the old world died. Rockefeller said that after 500 years, everything was in place to build a true new world in the Western Hemisphere. In the same issue of The Optimist, four separate articles use either 2015 or 2020 as critical years for achieving their globalist agenda. Divided against itself, Christendom could not stand. And All Hallows Eve, October 31st, 2017, may fulfill Rockefeller's stated 500 years. Halloween is the name popular given to the eve of vigil, of All Hallows, of Festival or Festival of All Saints, the evening of October the 31st. In the United States and Great Britain, the evening is given over to merrymaking and fortune-telling. Thanks to our parents, our friends, our teachers, our preachers, and the corporate media in Hollywood, few in the 21st century America have a clue about the origin of this festival or how it came to be celebrated as it now is. Only had one group of children come to the door yesterday evening looking for handouts and treats. The young lady with them, maybe 10 or 12. I didn't ask her, but her costume, I guess, was a prostitute. She certainly looked sluttish. The word Halloween is a contraction made of two words, hallowed and evening. In most scholarly writings, Martin Luther was, on the other hand, not a novice at either the feasts of the church nor the history of their origin. He was a Catholic, a priest, and a professor of both law and theology. He knew precisely much of what you will learn this evening, but, and this again was written for an evening broadcast, and selected a perfect day to drive his Rowan stake into the very heart of the Catholic beast system. Right? The word Halloween is a contraction made of the two words hallowed and evening. In most scholarly writings, an apostrophe is placed between the two E's to mark the point of a contraction. We don't do that anymore, Halloween, with an apostrophe between the two E's. Hallowed means simply consecrated to a sacred usage or to a religious exercise. Treated as sacred or reverenced, Halloween takes its name from All Hallows' Eve, the Eve of All the Holy Ones' Day, because October 31st preceded All Hallows or All Saints Day. This is a religious holiday, right? Quite perverted today. Pope Boniface IV in the 7th century instituted the feast, first celebrated on May the 13th in AD 610 as the Feast of All Holy Martyrs. So we see the dates and days and times and names just change, but it's the same festival, later called All Hallows. and finally All Saints' Day, on the occasion of his transforming the Roman heathen pantheon into a Christian temple. That's right, into a Christian temple, the pantheon, or a church, and consecrating it to the Virgin Mary and all the martyrs. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so let us continue with our discussion of this very interesting inquiry into the origin of the Halloween mythology. Now that we've got it behind us and everybody is going to put their costumes away for a while, hopefully, and finish off that big bowl of candy. But let's continue. You know, it's these merchant man's holy days, I eschew. After you study them, you realize what a dupe we've been made. You know, it's amazing. But anyway, let's get into this. Continue. Again, Pope Boniface the IV in the 7th century instituted this feast, the first celebrated on May the 13th of AD 610, as the Feast of the All Holy Martyrs. Important in all of this, of course, is this conversion, this transformation of the pantheon into the Greek pantheon, into a Christian temple or church, and consecrating it to the Virgin Mary. Couldn't be more handy. They've got the statue right there, all right? And all the martyrs. Emperor Phocas, P-H-O-C-A-S, however you pronounce that, gave the ancient Roman temple of the pantheon to the Pope Boniface the IV, The feast did not take root until 2 centuries later, but once having done so, it spread throughout the Western Church. Gradually, the feast was extended to commemorate all saints, in addition to those who had given their lives for the faith. In the Roman Catholic Church, All Saints' Day is a holy day of obligation when Catholics are required to attend Mass and to refrain from all necessary servile work. It is kept by the churches of England and Rome on the first day of November, today. It is designed, as its name implies, to honor all saints who have no separate days on the calendar. So it's just very much like, you know, when Paul came into to Rome, they had this statue up there. It was the statue that was to represent any forgotten god, any god they'd forgotten to mention in their pantheon of gods. It's designed, as its name is implied, to honor all saints who have no separate days on the calendar. In the future, we'll get into Auguste Comte a little bit and some of the other calendars that are out there that every day in the year is named for a hero or a saint. Pope Boniface IV, St. Bonifacius, or Boniface as I call him, instituted the Feast of All Holy Martyrs when the Church was acquired for reasons unknown to me. The Parthenon, which is an ancient Greek temple that yet stands on the Acropolis in Athens, an excellent example of the Doric order style of architecture. It is generally considered the finest building in ancient Greece. The Greeks built this temple of white marble in honor of Athena Parthenos, the patron goddess of Athens. You see, the Roman Church took it over and dedicated it to Mary and all the saints. The cella, or the inner space, isn't that interesting? The cella, it's like the cellar, put an R on it, the cella, C-A-L-L-A, the inner space, had a porch at each end and fronted by 6 columns, 6 and 6, and so on and so forth. The cella had 2 rooms. The east room held a great gold and ivory statue of Athena. You should see the pictures. Beautiful, to be sure. The west room served as a treasury. Isn't that interesting? On one side they have Mary, and on the other side, a treasury. It was from the Parthenon that the Elgin marbles, sculptures valued among the greatest works of art ever made by man, were taken to London. Curious, isn't it, how the things of history and great antiquity wind up in England? Athena was birthed from the head of Zeus. Athena struggled with Poseidon for control of Athens, transforming the Roman heathen pantheon into a Christian temple or church. Pope Boniface IV consecrated the temple of Athena to the Virgin Mary and all the martyrs. The struggle between Athens and Jerusalem assumed entirely new proportions under this pope. First Lady of the World, the female Messiah, the Holy Mother. All Souls' Day immediately followed All Saints' Day, being celebrated on the 2nd of November. That would be tomorrow, right? Tomorrow, All Souls' Day, when we go and cast our ballots. It's a holy day of the Latin Rite of the Roman Catholic Church. Its purpose is to offer prayer and masses for the alleviation of suffering of the souls in purgatory. You know, cast your ballots, you know. Pay your penance. Ask to be relieved from purgatory if your Republican majority takes over the House. Well, its purpose, again, is to offer prayer and masses for the alleviation of suffering of the souls in purgatory. It was instituted in the 11th century by Odilon, abbot of Cluny, for the monastic order of which he was the head and soon afterward adopted by the Church generally. Attendance at Mass is recommended but not obligatory for the Catholics. These Masses are called Requiem Masses, Masses for the Dead, because they begin with the Latin word Requiem Aeternam Donaeis, eternal rest granted unto them. Similar days of prayer for the departed are held in the spring in the Byzantine Rite, where, whether of Catholic or Orthodox Church. Was it Shakespeare that first referred to the Feast of All Souls as Hallow Mass, which may nearly mark the first use of the word or the term Halloween? Hallow Mass. The word mass, which is Low Latin missa, signifies primarily a leisure, the cessation from labor, from the missus or remissus. Hence, a feast or a holiday. The Saxon lofmes or lemas, means bread feast, and similarly derived are Martin Mass, Michael Mass, Candlemas, and Christmas. Mass generally refers to the service of the Romish Church, the office or used at the celebration of the Eucharist, which is their consecration of the bread and wine. One can only surmise that our use of the word miss or misses follows the same Latin missus. Now we introduce the Celtic calendar and try together some of these missing connections. Some 3,000 years ago, groups of people speaking variants of the Indo-European language were establishing themselves in Europe and Asia. Among these were the Celts, known for their mastery and renowned mastery of metalwork and their artistic inspirations. In France, they were known as the Gauls, and in Asia Minor as the Galatians. Julius Caesar and other Roman historians tell us they were headhunters who appalled even the hard-bitten Roman soldiery. You ever know that? The Celts, headhunters, horrifying human sacrifices associated with the Wicker Man are described by Caesar and Strabo. They were ruled by warrior kings and philosopher priests, the Druids, some say. Magi. These acted as judges in disputes and were the fount of all knowledge. Remember our study of the Archons and the Codrus. They were said by the Romans to have had a considerable understanding of astronomy. According to the Roman author Pliny, the Celts had a calendar which involved a 30-year cycle. Further details would have been lost, save for two discoveries. In 1807, two fragments of a bronze calendar were unearthed near Lake Antra in the Jura. But more importantly, 153 fragments of a shattered tablet were discovered in 1897 at Coligny near Lyons in France. Put together, the tablet consisted what is still the longest known document in the Gaelic language. It contains 40 different words written in Latin script. For Philogus, a magnificent find. The Coligny tablet represented a Celtic, or some say Celtic, lunar calendar. The Celts worked in units of 62 lunar months, i.e. units of the period between each new moon and the next. One of these months would contain 30 days, the next 29, which gave half months of 15 days, or one 15-day followed by one 14-day. The tablet is perforated by small holes into which pegs may have been inserted to mark the passage of days, and each day was counted, as it is still the practice among Jews and Muslims, from moonrise to moonrise, with the result that it was not always exactly divided into 24 hours. The year that emerged from all of this was 11 days shorter than the 365-day period the Earth takes to go round the sun. Each day, for a total of 55 years, is listed and arranged in a scheme of 12 months to the year and an intercalary month inserted every 2.5 years. And just parenthetically here, I would encourage you to remember our discussion of the Book of Enoch, right, where he got into some pretty severe calendrical discussion and pretty accurate at that. So we'll pick it up right there, continue our discussion of the Halloween mythology. Your calls are welcome later in the broadcast at 866-841-1065.
The
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned going into our inquiry into the origin of Halloween mythology. Folks, the call-in number throughout the broadcast is 866-841-1065. We've got a long ways to go in the discussion before we go any further. Let's go ahead and go to Oklahoma and visit with Doug this morning. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, Mr. Roberts. How are you, sir?
Excellent. Yourself?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm hanging in there. You know, I read quite a bit about Halloween just because I didn't know a whole lot about it yesterday. And, you know, among the things I read, a lot of them were parallel. And then some of them were just kind of, you know, distancing themselves from themselves. But, you know, I read, and I'm just curious on your take on this, you know, that it, you know, the origination or it originated, you know, back in the Celts, you know, 2,500 years ago, where, basically they had two seasons. It was the harvest season and then it was the winter season. And I didn't catch the, first part of your broadcast, but, you know, from, I don't know, spring to November 1, it was harvest season, and then, you know, they would, you know, have a kind of a sacrifice and a burn, if you will, to hopefully get through the winter and still have food. And another thing that I came across reading was that that there was a whole lot of you know, folks that thought that ghosts and ghastly and folks from the past and you know I guess literally ghosts would come back from the past, and so they wouldn't even go out during the day, and when they went out at night, they would dress up as ghosts, and that's kind of where some of that dressing up in Halloween garb originates from, insofar as they didn't want to be recognized as humans because they were afraid that the ghosts and the ghastly, you know, beings and whatnot from the past would recognize them. Are you aware of any of that, or do you have anything to speak of on that?
Oh, yes, it's all in here. We'll talk about each part of it. And, you know, yeah, there's a lot out on the Internet. And, again, as I said, I put this together 5 years ago from common sources, the material that I had in my possession at the time. I wasn't even on the Internet. Had no idea what Google Dogpile or Webfur it was. So, yeah, we're going to cover that. And the seasonal thing is why we're focusing right now on the Celtic calendar and its importance. But yeah, all of those things are going to come up. But you're welcome to call back in if I don't cover something else that you want to bring in. Okay?
Sure. And you know, one more thing that I'd like to mention, and I'm afraid if I'm jumping ahead of the ahead of the wheel. But you know, another thing about trick or treat, it became, I guess, a few hundred years ago, where children would, you know, throw bricks or blocks or, you know, whatever, tomatoes or pumpkins through windows, and if they weren't offered treats on the front porch of people's houses, they would throw that, you know, they would basically, oh gosh.
Well, let me do it, buddy. Okay. Thanks for the call. And I'm going to go ahead and continue. I just put you on mute there, but yeah, this is where we're going to go in this discussion. Okay. So I'll cover all those things, Doc. Just be patient, all right? I'm on page 5 of page 15, you know, so let's go through it a little bit further. So, again, back to our calendar, all right? Very important here, because the calendar plays an instrumental role in all this, as Dob brought out. So, again, let's see, where was I? We talk about the tablet being perforated by small holes. You know, you think of this as a cribbage board, all right? The idea of, remember when we talked earlier about time, what is time, understanding what time is, you know, time is kind of an illusion, an A-L-L-U-S-I-O-N, an illusion. Time depends on three critical things. One, there must be a beginning and an end. And two, there must be some kind of some observer. The observers are arbitrary. The observers can change. And then there needs to be a unit of measure. And if there is a change in the observer, they need to let the next observer know, some way or another, what their unit of measure was. And then that unit of measure is totally arbitrary. It could be notches on a stick. It could be, you know, the fall of the leaves. It could be the spring. It could be the revolution of the sun around the sun. Yeah, really, the revolution of the sun around the universe, or the earth around the sun, or the moon around the earth. Time is kind of an illusion. It's just kind of an arbitrary thing. So continuing here, what they use, like a cribbage board, is they use this tablet perforated by small holes into which pegs have been inserted to mark the passage of days. And each day was counted, as is today still the practice among the Jews and the Muslims, from moonrise to moonrise, and certain Christians as well, with the result that it was not always equally divided or exactly divided into 24 hours. And it continues. The Celtic year was divided into two halves. Now, this addresses what Doug from Oklahoma had suggested. And if you want to get in the chat room, folks, I'll be able to see your comments in the chat room from time to time through the breaks as well. All right. But the Celtic year was divided into two halves, marked by the Samanoi and the Giamanoi, or something like that. I don't know how to pronounce it. And also into four seasons. The first day of each season was signaled by a festival. So we do some of that today. They are not associated with equinoxes or solstices, but fall roughly in between them. So, I mean, when you think about Stonehenge, is this a solar cult or not? Some of these pagan festivals were taken over by the Christian church. You see how this works? Christianity spread to the West, and it was either convert or die. And in order to get the leaders of the tribes, the tongues, the tribes, the creed, the customs, in order to get their leaders to adopt Christianity, the church absorbed some of their customs. It was like the big tent club, the big umbrella club. Again, the first day of each season was signaled by a festival, and they were not necessarily or not associated with equinoxes or solstices, but fell roughly in between of them. Some of these pagan festivals were taken over by the Christian church. The Celtic calendar's first month is Samanoi, also known as Samhain. And you may have heard of that, Samhain, Samhain. The celebration of the Feast of Beltane, again, what Doug was talking about a little bit here, the celebration of the Feast of Beltane, a fire festival, persisted into the last century in parts of Scotland. Fires were lit and practices, clearly symbolic of human sacrifice, were performed. You know, this is like going to the Bohemian Grove. In England, a fire festival is still widely celebrated on the 5th of November when bonfires or bone fires are lit and a human effigy is burnt, though it normally nominally commemorates Guy Fawkes or Gunpowder Plot. Right? The Gunpowder Plot. It nominally commemorates that, but it really is an ancient Celtic tradition. The names and the lengths of the month in each of the 5 years, according to one interpretation, are the Celtic festival is Beltane, Lugansa, Samhain, Imbolg. The Roman date of those, Beltane is the 1st of May, Lugnasa is the 1st of August, Samhain is the 1st of November, that's today, Imbolg, the 1st of February. In the Christian calendar, May 1st is May Day, that's, you know, Karl Mordecai Marx, that's the Red Flag Day. It's Beltane. In August 1st, the Christian calendar, Lammas is Lugnasa, same thing. Samhain is Martinmas, but they celebrate it on November the 11th. Imbolg is Candlemas. See how it's the same stuff. In deciphering it, it became clear the Celts worked in units of 62 lunar months, the period between each new month and the next. One of these months would contain 30 days, the next 29, which gave half months of 15 days or 15 one-day periods. We'll pick it up right there, right after these words from our sponsors, as we begin hour number two.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, November the 1st, Samhain, if some would like to say it that, Lamaze, November the 1st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, going back in time. Basically reviewing and recovering a document that I wrote for a broadcast, the American Exposé broadcast. It was a webcast heard over First Amendment Radio, Chris Gerner's broadcast that I did the last couple of months for him on that. But anyway, the discussion here is an inquiry into the origin of Halloween mythology. It's a rather lengthy thing that I wrote up for that particular broadcast. It's kind of sad in radio. These things go out one time and one time only. At the time, I wasn't on the internet. I do have a website now, but I don't necessarily always post this kind of information. I don't post very much at all on the website. But this was a lot of work to put it together. And in the early days, when I started doing radio back at that time period, most of my broadcasts were typed out. And so when the listeners would call in or write in and want a copy of it, I could send it out to them. I don't have time for that these days. Things are changing so rapidly. But let's continue. In addition, each unit of time, again, we're talking about the Celtic calendar now, for those of you just joining us. We're talking about the Celtic calendar and how it relates to the Halloween mythology. In addition, each unit of time had to be given its particular significance. And if you missed the first hour of this morning's broadcast, you can go back to the archives. You can find them either going through becomevocallocal.com or directly to the source at oraclebroadcasting.com. Visit the show archives link on the front, on the homepage. Click on that and then Become Vocal Local. Come right up for you in that page. You can go back to today's broadcast. Each broadcast has a little note to let you know what's in that archive. In addition, each unit of time had to be given its particular significance. The Calignes calendar, 30-day months, were characterized as favorable, designated as being matas, meaning good, or auspicious, whereas the 29-day ones were anmatas, meaning the opposite, and men were advised to walk cautiously. So superstition abounds even to the number of days in a month. If you have a full month, a 31-day month, you know, a 30-day month, you might think that would be auspicious. A 31-day month would be a boon, but a 28-day month would be kind of cautious, you know, time to walk carefully. Moreover, particular days in the good months were less good, and not all the bad ones in the bad months were unmitigatingly bad. Samhainoi, the first month in the Celtic calendar, contains 30 days, matas, auspicious, it's a good month. We can hardly deny the Celts' way of dividing time was more poetic than our own. Almost every day had its own character. This arrangement, for which the Druids must have been responsible, reveals them as men who could give their considerable scientific knowledge a lyrical embellishment. Caesar says as much, noting in the Gallic War that the essence of Celtic secret knowledge was encoded in verses. You know, we've heard for a long time about this oral tradition things not being written down, and the Celts were certainly not big on writing things down. But the essence of the Celtic secret knowledge, those things that were occulted, was encoded in verse. A man who wished to know them completely had to memorize them for 20 years. Quote, they think it is sinful to write down that which they know, close quote. They could have done so, for in public and private writings they used the Greek alphabet. So even though the Celts had knowledge of and command of the Greek language in the writings, they thought it was sinful to write things down. This detail has also reinforced the tendencies of those who admire the Druids to see in them an order that possessed considerable stores of esoteric wisdom and knew how it had to be handled with care. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we can see that the Druids, you know, were a little bit of the esoteric themselves, you know, this idea of not writing anything down, bad luck, you know, they didn't think it was good at all. It was sinful to write things down, especially their esoteric knowledge. And there's a tradition that's carried on and continued by political philosophers from antiquity to modern. Neolithic Bronze Age calendar, you know, calendars figure in highly into this discussion, this Halloween. Some have spent many years in investigating alignments of the Bronze Age megaliths, like Stonehenge. amongst about 200 in various parts of Britain, there was a tendency for them to point in several preferred directions. These included the directions of sunset and sunrise on solstices and equinox, and others that divide the year into roughly 16 periods. The divisions of the hypothetical Bronze Age year indicates that month 11, a month of 22 days, starts on the 2nd of November, that would be tomorrow, and corresponds again with Samhain or Samhain or Samhain, many different ways to pronounce it. It has been noted that the Christian festivals of Lammas or Hallowmas or Halloween and Candlemas, which are believed to derive from the Celtic feast of Lugnasa, Samhain, and Imbolg, fall again approximately at the starts of months 7, 11, and 15. 7 come 11. 7, 11, and 15, an eighth of a year after the preceding solstice or equinox. Likewise, the traditional and socialist celebration of May Day coincides with the Celtic festival of Beltane and the start of month 3. Some believe the alignments suggested by the megaliths were accurate in about 1800 BC, at least 1,000 years before the arrival of the Celts. And so they look at the various and sundry megaliths built, Stonehenge, and say, oh, this is the work of the Celts, but others disagree that they were there for a long time before the Celts arrived. The principal holiday was the 1st of November, or Samhain, or Samhain in Irish, which corresponds to the Gaelic term Samhnoi, or Samhnoi, from the Caligny calendar, incontestable documentation of the pagan Celts calendar. Samhain, pronounced Shawin or Shoin or Sawin or Choin, etymologically means the end of summer. So here today, we could say that in the Celtic calendar is the end. This year marks the end of summer, the beginning of winter. Put in another way, the beginning of winter. This is the first day of the new year, or the first night, rather, since the Celts reckoned by nights, not by days. It may seem surprising that the new year coincided with the beginning of winter, but do not forget the Druidic belief, as Caesar attested, makes Dispater a nocturnal deity, the origin of beings and things. Time doesn't begin with the day, time begins with the dark. From nothing, something. And something that shines. The mistletoe ritual is known to us thanks to the early writings of Pliny the Elder. The Druids have nothing more sacred than the mistletoe and the tree that bears it, provided that it is a hard oak. And that's out of Pliny. Its harvesting takes place, quote, on the sixth day of the moon, because the moon has already considerable strength, though not yet at the center of its cycle. Nowhere is it said that it is the winter solstice at Christmas or New Year's Day, nor does Pliny tell us that the Druids cut the mistletoe with its berries. It could be any time of the year. In Britain, the year began on April the 1st, while the Celtic New Year was the feast of Samhain, or the 1st of November. So we're celebrating Halloween on the eve of the new year. It's like New Year's Eve in the Celtic calendar. This was an important festival that every member of the community was obliged to attend. Now this starts to get back to some more of the commentary that Doppler had made. Each of the Uliads who didn't come during the night of Samhain lost his reason, and his tumulus or tomb and stones were erected the following morning. They lost their reason if they didn't come. They lost their minds. They went crazy. The festival was comprised of every man and woman in the community. Political, economic, and religious matters were discussed, and unending feasts were held, marked by the presence of pork and wine. So you might think of these as deliberative assemblies. This is where why we hold our midterm election and elections in general on November the 2nd, remembering this Celtic history, the Druidic history. That this is the time when you have your convocations and you come together. Again, it says here, political, economic, and religious matters were discussed, and unending feasts were held, marked by the presence of pork and wine. It is true that the meat of the pig was believed to give immortality. The meat of the pig believed to give immortality. And some others say that eating pig's meat, hog's meat, swine meat is an abomination and a sin. As is shown in the legend of Mananaan's pigs, and it is undeniable that wine bestowed intoxication, that is to say, a state in which the individual can transcend apparent reality and gain access to the supernatural. Why do the Irish drink? Why do we ridicule a drunk? Why are we so concerned about people smoking pot or eating magic mushrooms? Perhaps they have the ability to transcend apparent reality and gain access to the supernatural that others would just as soon they had no access to. Indeed, on this day, the community of the living and the community of the dead met one another. All right? Again, Doug alluded to that in his discussion on the phone here. The Sid, or the barrows where the gods and heroes lived, were opened and the two worlds intersected. The Christian All Saints Day, a legacy of Samhain, has retained this aspect of the communion of saints. And in the Anglo-Saxon countries, the more or less pagan celebration of Halloween is the ancestor of the feats and the masquerades of the Celtic holiday. These feasts were reserved for the ruling classes, the king and the warriors being its essential constituents. You can see how far back this idea of the politicos and the Department of Defense working hand in hand, the kings and the warriors being its essential constituents, the ruling classes, the archons, the codras. Yet it is hard to see how the Druids could have been excluded. The commoners contented themselves with the festival and with the various amusements and business transactions it provided. The endless bread and circuses, beer, bread, and circuses, right? Lawyers also assembled there to address all that concerned the relations between individuals and the community. So they convened their great court. So you've got the president, the chief officer, what do they call him? He's the commander-in-chief. There's your military. You've got the House of Representatives and the Senate. There's your, you know, ruling classes. And you have your lawyers all assembled. There's your Supreme Court. As time changes, so many things remain the same. Celtic roots. More to come. Stay tuned.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So again, we see that these feasts, you know, that were held at this time of the year were reserved for the ruling classes. And as the elected officials go off to Washington District of Criminals, you know, there'll be much feasting and drinking during these time periods. Here, just in the local area, they had their trick or treat around the square, but they also had Senator Bond and Congressman Blunt to attend the Berry County Republican election rally, and there was certainly a lot of feasting going on at this time. Very, very much the same. You know, as the calendar pages change, the events seem to stay the same. The ritual itself, I guess you finish this way, in some form they constituted a veritable parliament in which the affairs of law and politics were debated. Of course, the first occasion that I've come across in history of an actual parliament is the Althing in Iceland, the Althing. The ritual itself is poorly known. However, we do know that on its eve, all the fires of England were extinguished. The sign that the year had died. It would be reborn on the instant the Druids lit a new fire. The Christians have transferred this ritual from the 1st of November to Easter, or Ishtar. But it was always on Samhain, or Samhain, that the great mythic events were alleged to occur, such as the battles, expeditions to the other world, conflicts with the Tuatha and the Dunanim, ritual deaths of kings, and the violent deaths of heroes who had broken serious taboos. In other words, they put people to death at this time, anyone that had broken a serious taboo. It was also on Samhain that Mac-Ock was conceived and born in shrunken time, quote-unquote shrunken time, that is the equivalent of eternity. Indeed, if Samhain is the point at which the divine and the human worlds meet, it is because normal time has been abolished or suspended. We might think of daylight savings time, a suspension of normal time. It is a neutralized time zone in which Mac-Ock takes possession of his father's domain, which he has been given for one night and one day, the length of Samhain, an equivalent of eternity. One night and one day. This idea has been perpetuated in the Christian All Saints' Day, particularly in Armorican Brittany. Despite the contamination of the Day of the Dead that takes place there on November the 2nd, to the Celtic way of thinking, there were neither the living nor the dead, no more than there are either gods or humans. There was everything. So they weren't nearly as dualistic as the Christians. They weren't nearly as dualistic as we see throughout all of the Oriental despotisms, the good God and the evil God. Ahura Angra and Ahura Mazda. In all likelihood, it was on this occasion that representative dramatic reenactments recalling the great primordial myths took place, each reenactment playing a role in the generalized confrontation of the powers that were present. So again, you've got the beer, bread, and circuses going on for the wee folk, and then you've got the ruling class, the aristocracy, the military orders, and the lawyers, all conducting serious business at this time. And then you had the high priests, and they were going into the other world. In all likelihood, it was on this occasion that representative dramatic reenactments, again, recalling the great primordial myths, took place. In addition, the festival lasted for 3 days, which allowed for more activities and feasts, so they extended it in both directions. The Druids spoke of a bridge between Earth and the other world. This symbolism of the bridge is dependent upon the initiatory symbolism of the straight gate, or the paradoxical passage. And Iliad explains the complex in the following manner. In illo temporea, or in the paradisical time of humanity, a bridge connected earth to heaven, and people passed from one to the other without encountering any obstacles, because there was not yet death. The concept of death came in upon us at some point, where we begin to associate our physical being with, you know, terra firma here, and begin to value our experience in the physical being more so than the eternal unity, a coming and going, perhaps time without end. One time I thought it might be best to say that the planet Earth was much like a vacation planet for spiritual beings, a place to come and recreate and enjoy the five-sense world that is here so that we can gain a greater appreciation and an understanding for the majesty and the mystery of all creation. Without the five senses, without the eyes and the brain all working together, how could one appreciate the expanse of creation without being able to be in that penumbra as the earth revolves and the shadow cast by the earth is at its apex at the deepest and darkest time period, where you can see with your naked eye the furthest expanses of space and all of creation. Continuing, this is why, in regards to the Celts, the Samhain festival can be considered a veritable bridge to the dawn of time, symbolically reconstructed for one night and one day. But now, people can no longer cross the bridge except in the spirit, either as dead or in ecstasy. This crossing is difficult. It is sown with obstacles, and not all souls succeed in traversing it. Demons and monsters seeking to devour the soul must be faced, or the bridge becomes a razor edge when the wicked try to cross it. Only the good, and particularly the initiates, cross the bridge easily, for they have undergone ritual death and resurrection. Certain privileged persons nevertheless succeed in passing over it during their lifetime, be it in ecstasy, like the shamans, or by force, like certain heroes, or finally, paradoxically, through the wisdom of initiation. And so here now we've opened this huge box up, this Pandora's box, of all of the mystery religions, spanning back thousands of years, and these megaliths, these stone hedges, and all of the wisdom and mystery that was associated with them. Chronos, which means time, is sleeping at this time. Time is asleep. The higher souls are extinguished in this Celtic otherworld, but where do they go, since to the Celt there is no death in the early earthly sense of the word? The answer, elsewhere, always elsewhere. No matter where you go, there you are, and there is no death. The other world is only a transitory, a midpoint of a long existence. In the cycle of time, words can be infinite and individuals pass from one to another. The other world is but one of infinite worlds, a world of worlds, if you can. Its gates are never shut and there is no irrevocable state. Perpetual movement is ruled by frequencies. Frequencies. It goes back to an early writing that I had in the 70s about how our bodies are like a receiver transmitter and that we exist in a certain frequency. And if you have ability to just turn the dial a little bit, not only can you receive, but you can transmit on parallel, nearby, and perhaps even distant frequencies. And they're right there beside you, just like on the dial of a radio, the old-fashioned radio with the twist knobs and the cord inside. We'll pick it up right there with Chronos and Time and continue with the origin of the mythology of Halloween.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the Earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again, and just thinking about it, you know, here we are on the eve of the election, the midterm elections. If it was the presidential election this year, it would be the same scenario, same date, same time, same mysteries that are being unfolded around us. Where we find again from the Celts, the other world is only a transitory, it's a midpoint of a long existence. There's no beginning or end. In the cycle of time, worlds can be infinite and individuals pass from one to another. The other world is but one of infinite worlds. Its gates are never shut. And there is no irrevocable state. Perpetual movement is ruled by frequencies. With the ease by which sound passes through stone, so do individuals pass from one world to another. And from this you can get the idea, you know, this idea of ghosts just walking through doors and walls and things like that. On Samhain night, the world of the Sid, S-I-D-H, is open to the one who desires to enter it. The inhabitants of the Sid mingle among humans and numerous humans on the condition that they are heroes, that is, initiates. They make sojourns into the Sid, even if only in a dream. The other world is a kind of waiting platform to which individuals are drawn and from which they can either return to this world or move toward and elsewhere. Every human being is summoned by its essence, its nature and function to make the journey through the other world. In the Celtic beliefs, it is preferable to know the path to the other world, even if it necessarily entails one's death. It is only a rite of initiation as one pursues the quest. All of these words are used by the writers in their meta language. You'll find the word quest coming up and other things. You have to be pay very close attention to words and their meanings and their usages. Without an original, there can be no imitation. And perhaps Pope Boniface IV's All Hallows and in time Hallow Mass were simply flattery in their imitation of the Samhain festival of the Celtic people. A cunning ruse to incorporate Samhain into the church calendar and appease those who continued to keep the feast. It's always by voluntary compliance, but with the church it was convert or die. One lie always begets another. Thus we have three feasts in imitation of one, martyrs or heroes, saints and initiatives, a purgatory, a waiting platform, or the other world, heathen Athenian temples, which burial mounds, Athena, Zeus, and the Poseidon, the Virgin Mary, Celtic gods and goddesses, masses for the dead, prohibition from work, mandatory attendance, a feast originally held in May, shifting to the evening of October 31st through November the 1st, and a second feast added November the 2nd. And tomorrow night, there will be feasting in the camps of the Republicans and the Democrats and the Constitutionists and the Libertarians. Feasting tomorrow night. And all this happening before, during, and after a time when the church was trying to conquer and convert pagan Celts with their druids, warlords, and shamans. And we must say that at this time, as the Catholic Church continues trying to conquer and convert all of the pagans and heathens to Roman Catholicism. And the Protestants are no less guilty of that. Saul of Tarsus had somewhat to say of the city wholly given to idolatry. Could it be that Acts 17, beginning with verse 22, where we read this, "Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, Yea, man of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too suspicious or superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, To the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him I declare unto you." You always got that, you know, wild card statue out there in a one more place, you know, in case we missed a god. And the struggle between Athens and Jerusalem was in Martin Luther's mind as he nailed his 95 thesis to the door of the Wittenberg Church. That All Hallows Eve 500 years ago, how could he be ignorant of the Celtic legends as his feet trod the very ground the Druids once held dear. To assume that Luther acted, partly in contempt of the deceptive appropriation of the Samhain ritual by the Holy See, is not entirely beyond possibility. Anyone that has studied the scripture and then looked to see the expansion of Christianity finds these sort of anomalies, and your eyebrows sort of flip up. The Celtic Dogda is always presented as having a rendezvous with women, with a woman, and even at times when it is expected that he will concern himself with serious matters, he always finds time to keep this kind of an engagement. Such was the case of the Battle of Mag Turid, where we are even told that this rendezvous was set for the day of the Feast of Samhain, and the woman he couples with was none other than Morrigan, a sort of goddess of carnal love and war. Dagda is the father of all. Dagda? Papa? The Pope? The father of all? Where in this is Athena? Birthed from the head of Zeus, locked in combat with trident bearer. The Pope was first called Papa, and now is the Holy Father, Abba, Father. Like Luther's, this generation stands this Halloween at the crossroads, and now again, I wrote this back in 2005. Like Luther, this generation stands this Halloween at the crossroads, listening to the wind for a message of hope. Message of hope, hope and change. Dipping our sleeves in a stream where the three owners' lands meet, eating salted herring, pulling up cabbages and inspecting the roots, tossing nuts in a fire, ducking for apples, not looking at our shadows on a moonlit night, and avoiding graveyards after dark. From about 1845 in America, Halloween was an occasion for playing harmless pranks. In later years, many girls and boys played Halloween pranks that were not so harmless. They overturned sheds, broke windows, and damaged much property. When they grew up, they assassinated presidents, burned alive the Davidians in Waco, bombed a federal office building in Oklahoma City, demolitioned the World Trade Center, a live burning sacrifice, and slammed a missile into the Pentagon, that cluster bombed Afghanistan, and launched an unprovoked reign of terror on Iraq for the second time. In some cities, the police work hard on Halloween to prevent pranksters from doing damage. In other cities, they join the looters as thieves and violators of law and human rights. Today in America, our youth observe Halloween year-round, casting incantations and spells learned from the Hogwarts school of Potterisms. Our politicians and business leaders dress in dark attire and worship at the owl at Bohemian Grove. Terror no longer comes, but once a year it has become our foreign policy. It will visit you, they claim, and it's not if, but when. The Straussian neocons desire to be as philosopher kings, ruling from the shadows. It is the quest. And what can we make of the Green Cross International's prophecies of doom 2012, 2015, and 2020? The Celtic way of thinking, there were neither the living nor the dead, no more than there are either gods or humans. There was everything. Auguste Comte wrote that everything is relative. This is the only absolute. Albert Einstein theorized its proof. And John Dewey, the father of progressive education, lived it and taught it to America. Why do the black and orange of the Norman conqueror, William of Orange, fly on Halloween, when instead we should be reminded of the Druid's sacred green? Well, we've ripped off the veil of Halloween, exposed it for the superstitious fraud that it is. Ignorance fosters fear. Fear breeds worry. Worry blocks the brain's ability to discern the truth. And yet it is the truth that shall set you free. A specter is haunting the planet Earth, the specter of globalism. The globalist cabal will be unmasked, exposing their distorted philosophical belief systems. And there ends, basically, my chat. So, again, I put that together years ago. I was asked to talk about Halloween. I look at these sorts of things, perhaps in the way that many of you do as well, now that we've all come on board with these ideas. But we've been raised up in a a city of speech and in a city of crime. Now let's go to Doug in Oklahoma. We're going to come up on a break in 30 seconds, Doug. Just stand by, Doug. 30 seconds. We're going right into the break. I'll bring you back right after the break. So, yeah, your thoughts are welcome. 866-841-1065. Did I leave out an important part? Something you want to add? Call in. Let's get it on.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And sliding into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, the call-in number is 866-841-1065. The call-in lamp is lit. And let's go back to Doug in Oklahoma. Go ahead, Doug.
Okay, I'm going to say a couple more things. I mean, you pretty much nailed the Halloween deal and very well, if I may say so.
Well, thank you.
You know, another genocide would be, you know, the Serbians in the Kosovo. Debacle.
Absolutely.
That occurred. And I'd also like to say that I doubt you watch a whole lot of baseball.
I will tell you straight up that I haven't watched any baseball, and I don't even like a live game.
Okay, you know who threw out the first pitch of last night's World Series game on Halloween?
Oh, surprise me.
George Bush, 43.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, they like to scrape the barrel there.
Yeah, and by the way, George Bush, 41, was there with a cane, and he was right there by his son while he threw out the first pitch, and Nolan Ryan, you know, played catcher. But
well, George,
anyway,
George Sr. probably would have liked to throw out the first ball, but he hasn't any balls in his life.
Well, you know, I wish they were both behind the plate and Randy Johnson was throwing at both of them. But anyway, I will say that, what do you think? I mean, this Halloween stuff, it's very, very interesting. And historically, I mean, I'm a big fan of history. Probably not nearly as well read as yourself, but I mean, what do you think it means in modern day? I mean,
what it really points to it for me, Doug, is that it is the continuation of these ancient traditions that have shaped everything from behind the scene, things that you and I as young people were not completely oblivious to. I mean, I remember when I was a little tiny tyke, my mother would get some old sheets and stuff, and she'd tear them up, and we'd go out trick-or-treating. There were five children in my family, and we'd go out trick-or-treating in the neighborhoods in Fairbanks, Alaska, and it was great fun, and you'd get your, you know, candy, and you'd come home, and you'd make your little pile of them, and then you'd, you know, be able to eat some a little bit at a time and whatnot, and it was kind of a real fun thing for little ones to do. But we don't understand the history behind it, the meaning behind it. I dare say that if my mother had really fully understood and comprehended what I just went through on the broadcast, that she would have had her children out involved in that. At the other side of the coin, we need to understand the perversions of the Catholic Church and Christianity and that, you know, this idea that you just come, you know, you expand this this new faith across all the other people's belief systems, extinguishing them as you go, so that everybody believes, you know, in this woman that seems to be able to have sex and pop kids out, and yet every time she does, miraculously her hymen heals, you know, and so now she's Mary, the mother of all, Ishtar, the goddess, you know, and appears on people's bathroom curtains and things like that. You know, I have really nothing but disdain for that institution. And unfortunately, all the harlot daughters that came crowding along and ultimately became all of these 501c3 preachers, you know, for profit that we've got all across America. Just the other day, I reported on the Crystal Cathedral going broke. Well, you know, that's the way that goes. But unfortunately, the greatest lie and the greatest sin is when somebody, you know, experiences a lot of hardship and struggle in their life. Maybe they've had a problem with their drinking, or maybe they've been abusive, or maybe they've been in the drugs or something, or maybe they just feel miserable or whatever, and they turn to religion, and they come into a church, and they listen quietly, and they read, and then finally they say, you know, I think I'm going to do it. I'm just going to accept Christ into my life, and I'm going to ask, you know, pray for repentance and a remittance of my sins and all that. And they go up and they kneel down at the altar, and that's where the lie begins. And it's the very time they come looking for truth, they're lied to again.
And I've got just two more things, because I know we're short on time and you probably got another caller or two. But, you know, I will say this. You know, I've had my issues in life, and I will say that, you know, the other day I offered the fact that there's somewhat of 300,000 churches in America, and only 6,000 of them are 501c3, and, you know, that speaks volumes for itself. And anyway, I appreciate your broadcast, and I'll let you get on to other callers, and rock and roll, William, and I do appreciate your broadcast, and I listen as, you know, when I don't have a job, you know, I listen to your broadcast.
Well, there you go, buddy, and I appreciate it, and I always enjoy your comments in the chat room. Thanks for calling in. So, yeah, you know, there are lots of other ways you can go about it. I would encourage the people that are studying the Bible to continue studying their Bibles. I would encourage young people to have exposure to it, and hopefully the parents will be knowledgeable and take the time to do more than just read Proverbs and the Psalms and spout out of that book. That book is not the end-all and the be-all, in my opinion. Researched in years and years and years of research on it, that is touted to be. There are many mysteries around it, about its origin, about where it drew its information. And so, at the same time, it is the foundation of our civilization. Western man has been based upon that book for 800, 900 or longer years. Right? So it has a bearing, and it ought not be overlooked. It's also a great place to begin. Let that be your jump-off point. You know, the Horn books, the early readers, the Eighth Readers, etc., Kansas Eighth, I've got several of them, McGuffey's Readers. This is the material that is suitable for education. It's good material for young people's minds. I think if I had to choose between Harry Potter and the Christian Bible, I would go with the Bible 100 times out of 100 as far as information for the young people to begin their lives studying. But it's not the end of the road. It's not the end of the journey. As the Celts talked about, it's a continuous system. There's vastly more to understand, to look at unity as opposed to dualism. You know, it's this dualism and the arrogance and the hatreds. You know, look at that. You know, we talk about, you know, Serbia and Bosnia and Kosovo and Afghanistan and Iraq and Iran and all of the rest of the Stan nations. But think about the Albigensians and the Bogomils and the Kethers and the others are just dropping away from my memory. But there are so many people that have virtually been exterminated by the Catholic Church, and these were themselves Christian peoples. You know, that institution, the Inquisition, we're revisiting it again. Now we're in the Inquisition once more, book burning, hate speech, and all of that, you know, coming on us and at us. But it's a twisted, it's a perverted thing where, you know, homosexuality is going to be just A-OKO with this bunch, you know. Things like that, crimes against nature, things that go against the laws of nature and nature's God. There's so much involved in it. Read the Declaration of Independence and put it in your mind again. You know, this idea that all men are created. You know, the idea of a creator. It's not the Papa. It's not the Holy See. It's not the Vatican. All men are created. And they were endowed by the Creator by certain unalienable rights, things that cannot be taken away from you. But if we go away from that, if we allow ourselves to be dialogued into a consensus and moved away from that simple concept of a created universe and we be part of that creation, if we allow ourselves to be dialogued away from that, we have no protections. We have no natural rights. From that point forward, if we no longer honor or understand the natural law, then everything just flows from Hegel's state. And that is a really bad place to be. Because then the state tells you what's the best for you. It's the greatest good of the greatest number, folks. And it's a real poison pill to have to swallow. Someone else always dictating this idea of cradle to grave. You go back and visit with Darwin's concepts and why it was so important for Darwin to come forward as the evolutionist, you know, and then Malthus behind him, the scarcity principle. You know, I've got a whole browser full of news I didn't even get to. And yet most of this speaks to the very same issues that we've talked about. Time just continues to wind on and on. Incidents just keep coming back and back and back. And if we don't take the time to look back, and if we don't take the time to think forward, we just live in an eternal confusion. Well, that's enough for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at OracleBroadcasting.com.